This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The second victim shot in the Evergreen High School shooting is out of the hospital. 18-year-old Matthew Silverstone is a student at the school and was in the hospital since last month's shooting. Another student victim was released weeks ago. Tomorrow will mark the first federal payday missed since the start of the current government shutdown. CPR's Dan Boyce reports these paychecks involve military members.
Hundreds of thousands of federal workers received a reduced paycheck last Friday for part of the last pay period in September. Wednesday's deadline could be the first time people don't get paid at all. Congress has voted to compensate the military during shutdowns in previous years, but not this time. President Trump has vowed to use Defense Department funding to pay them again, but it's unclear where that money would come from and if it can actually happen. Kay is a military spouse in Colorado Springs. We're just using her first initial for fear of speaking out.
There's a lot of panic. It starts to affect your mental health. It affects your stress levels. It affects the behavior at home, you know, as you start to worry about how are we going to pay these bills.
Kay says her family has enough savings to miss two pay periods. Others she knows aren't as lucky. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A former Colorado School of Mines professor has pleaded guilty to killing a Golden police officer during a DUI last November. Stephen Gear was charged with DUI and vehicular homicide in a crash that killed Officer Evan Dunn. Gear faces 4 to 18 years in prison. He is set to be sentenced in January. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.